bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
We're back. And we are going to begin in prayer, as we always do during Pledge Drive. Momentous days that we are living through right now. Let us pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amnesty International, I saw this on Twitter and I responded to it. Amnesty International, they style themselves as being defenders of human rights, right? You know, like people who are unjustly accused, people who are imprisoned, people who are on death row. That's their whole thing. That's their jam, is they think that they're standing up for human rights. So, okay, that's good. And to whatever extent they do that, great. But they spouted off nonsense. abortion is a human right. And they repeat it in this tweet 10 times. Abortion is a human right. Abortion is a human right. Blah, 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 blah. I mean, they of all people should understand that not only is abortion not a human right, abortion takes away human rights. So I don't know if you feel like I do, if you're Peter Frampton, and do you feel like I do? Well, I responded to Amnesty International on my Twitter feed, and I said, because they said abortion is a human right, et cetera, et cetera. My response to them was, no, it's not. Abortion kills people. No one has the right, quote unquote, to kill an innocent person. That's the truth. And it's like, hey, Cyrus, get me that CNN, this is an Apple thing for a moment.
Just looking for it.
Oh, good.
And I was like, you know, while I'm here, I'm going to go ahead and post the This Is a Baby movie to Amnesty International and see how they like that.
Do that. Yeah, do that. Let them have it. Let them have some of their own medicine. So let me know when you have the CNN thing ready. So Amnesty International has lost its way. I mean, I've always thought of them as kind of this good, at least they're aiming at the right thing, trying to protect human rights. But man, are they wrong on this issue, because abortion is not a human right. Abortion takes away a human being's right. Am I right or am I right?
You're right, sir.
All right. And you I have that audio for me?
Right here.
Okay, so before you play it, I just want to say, here is CNN, CNN, refuting Amnesty International, because Amnesty International is saying 10 times in a row abortion is a human right. Here's what CNN has to say.
This is an apple. Some people might try to tell you that it's a banana. They might scream banana, banana, banana over and over and over again. They might put banana in all caps. You might even start to believe that this is a banana. But it's not. This is an apple.
Oh, CNN. You don't even realize what you did by doing that. And I know you thought you were doing something really clever. And it was really clever, but just not for the reason that you thought it was. So do you have my version of that, Cyrus?
Right here.
Okay, let's roll it.
This is a baby. Some people might try to tell you that it's a clump of cells. They might scream, clump of cells, clump of cells, clump of cells, over and over and over again. They might put clump of cells in all caps. You might even start to believe that this is a clump of cells, but it's not. This is a baby.
What else is there to say? What else is there to say? So, could you post that on Twitter again, please, Cyrus? I know you have before, but if you could pop it out there again, I'm sure there's some people who haven't seen it yet.
It's going up right now.
All right. Thank you. If you look at the Drudge Report, it's all red. You know, they saved the red font for, you know, big stories. So everything's in red right now. I guess it maybe is the red of blood of unborn babies red? Maybe it's that kind of red. Decision. Here's just some headlines. Decision will allow each state to decide whether to restrict or ban abortions. That's true. The 26 places where abortion will be illegal. I'm going to share those with you in just a minute. Roe was egregiously wrong from the start, Alito writes. He's right about that. Roberts does not want to completely overturn. Not surprised. Having seen what I've seen from that guy. Another headline, police rush up barriers around the Supremes. Protests erupt. Yeah. Leak stuns nation. Who revealed it and why? Well, we don't know that yet. I suppose in due time we will. But my view, and I think I share this with a lot of people from what I can see, is that that's a preemptive strike. The court has no comment, and they certainly would if this was false. So I think their lack of comment is in itself a kind of indication that this leaked opinion is probably almost certainly authentic. Reporter speaks about breaking the story of a lifetime. Pelosi and Schumer slam one of the quote-unquote worst decisions in history. Uh-huh. Yeah. Biden vows to try to codify into law. Yeah, not surprised. They're going to do everything they can to get this in there so that even if Roe versus Wade is overturned, and let's pray to God that it is, they're gonna have their abortion no matter what. It could reshape the midterms. That's right. End of Roe opinion leaks. Hunt for the source. Hunt for Red October. That's what's going on today. This is a big day. And did the 500 million memoraries that you and countless people around the world have been praying on Relevant Radio every day, every hour of every day, did that help? I'd like to think so. I don't see how it couldn't have helped. I'm not saying we're taking credit for it. We're not taking credit for it. God gets all the credit if we see the demise of Roe versus Wade. But your prayers definitely contributed to it. Let's go to Tom now in Cross Lake, Minnesota. Hi, Tom. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, yeah. Patrick. Sorry, yeah, I had a little delay getting you off my speakerphone.
No problem.
Say, I'm excited, as everyone is, to hear the news coming out of the court and concerned as well. But, you know, I wanted to add to your conversation a little bit. We're hearing, you know, a lot of people conflicted, saying, hey, it's time to stand up with our rosaries and be seen, and other people saying, no, it's a time to shelter away and not be seen. Don't give the enemy any power. You know, the confusion leads to prayer. We need to pray. Mm-hmm. But I tell you, you can avoid funding those who oppose you. It's not easy. I mean, it's not easy to do. It's mm-hmm. definitely the narrow gate. But if you work at it and you ask yourself the question, is this transaction supporting those who oppose me? And can I spend my money more appropriately with somebody who shares my values and my ethics and my morals? And there's nothing wrong with that. That's not boycotting. You know, everybody's against the boycott. Mm-hmm. Oh, you shouldn't boycott.
Oh, I'm not against boycotting. I think boycotting is very effective, and it sometimes is necessary. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. It is very necessary, because believe me, the evil loves to boycott us, right? They don't just boycott us, they cancel us. I mean, you know, it's not enough to not spend their money with the conservative. They want to make sure nobody spends their money with a godly person. And it doesn't even mean, you know, even the word conservative is it's awful. You know, you talk about redefinition. Look how they've redefined liberal. I mean, we should be liberal. Liberal is good. It's just been redefined. You know, it's been redefined as progressive. They're not the same. It's really too bad.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
Anyways, well, those are my thoughts. Sorry for rambling.
No, it's not a ramble at all. No, I concur with your view. And to kind of revisit a point that I was making earlier, the critical mass or the tipping point is what's ultimately going to need to happen in order for these boycotts to have their effect. Because if it's only, you know, onesies, twosies here and there, people who are saying, I'm not going to give that company my money, the company doesn't feel it. The company doesn't even know it. It's unaware of it. Right. But if huge numbers of people were to do something like that, that would move the needle. We did see something like that, Tom. If you go back, I think it'd be around, say, 6-7 years ago, when we talked about on this program, when Target announced with glee that it was going to turn all of the bathrooms in all of their department stores into it's a free-for-all. Anybody of any sexual orientation can use these bathrooms. And, of course, there was a hue and cry that went up because of the danger that is obviously present for women and children especially. And there was a huge backlash. And it translated into, in my view, a real tanking of their stock. And they felt it in the bottom line. And, of course, they did not want to admit that that was the reason. And it may not have been the only reason, but it certainly was a reason why the public began to just say, I'm not going to go to Target because of their social irresponsibility. And eventually...
We saw Netflix tank.
Yeah, I mean, there's another example. Yeah, so I appreciate your commentary on this, Tom. I do. Thank you. Let me just share with you briefly, just so you get an idea, and this is a small list here. Let me go through some of the companies that directly send money to Planned Parenthood. Now, this is not just abortion in general. This is just specifically Planned Parenthood. Adobe. Do you ever use PDFs on your computer? Well, Adobe, which is the premier PDF company, among other things, they donate directly to Planned Parenthood. American Cancer Society, American Express. Do you have an American Express card? AT&T, Avon, Bank of America, Bath and Body Works, Ben and Jerry's. Clorox. Do you like clean clothes? Do you ever bleach anything? Clorox gives money to Planned Parenthood. Converse. How about their tennis shoes? Deutsche Bank. Energizer. Do you have any batteries anywhere in your home? Chances are some of them are Energizers, and they give money to Planned Parenthood. ExxonMobil. Fannie Mae. Intuit. Do you use QuickBooks? Do you use TurboTax? Do you use any of the other Intuit products? They give money to Planned Parenthood. Johnson & Johnson. Do you put baby powder on your baby's bum? Well, they're giving money at Johnson & Johnson to Planned Parenthood. How about Levi's? Do you wear jeans? Liberty Mutual. Do you have insurance? Macy's. Do you shop there? Microsoft. I've heard of them. Do you have a computer? And if you have a computer, do you have like software? Well, Microsoft gives money hand over fist to Planned Parenthood. How about Morgan Stanley? How about Nike? How about Pepsi? How about Progressive Insurance? How about Tostitos? How about Unilever? Do you have any soap in your bathroom? How about Verizon? How about Wells Fargo? It's a long list, and it just goes on and on and on and on of all the companies that you do business with that are up to here in their complicity with abortion. So just be aware. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Father Rocky. Thank you for listening to Relevant Radio and supporting us in our Give Hope Pledge Drive. You know, St. John Paul II is remembered for many things, but I especially remember him as the Pope of the Rosary. If you ever got a chance to meet him, he would give you a rosary, and he gave us the luminous mysteries of the Rosary in the year 2003. That's why our thank you gift, the $50 a month level, this pledge drive, is a Pope St. John Paul II diptych. It shows him walking while praying the rosary. That's on the left side, and on the right side is his famous quote about the rosary. It reads, "To recite the rosary is nothing other than to contemplate with Mary the face of Christ." You can place it on your mantle or bedside table at home. And it's yours when you give $50 a month or more to Relevant Radio. Give now while we have a dollar-for-dollar match at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or you can call 877-291-0123.
We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We had a goal last hour in the last final minutes. We asked for someone to make a $15,000 gift, and someone did. Wasn't just anyone, though. It was a brand new donor out of Park Ridge, Illinois. Thank you so much for doing your part to help us reach our goal. We need to hit our goals each and every hour. And you know, one thing, if you're new to listening to Relevant Radio, you might not be aware that there's kind of this friendly little competition that goes on between the Patrick Madrid show and the Drew Mariani show. And we always like to be kind of king of the hill. Yeah, we want to be king of the hill. So yesterday, Drew had the best hour of the pledge drive so far, and he did over $62,000. Mm. So this is our final hour for this Tuesday, and we are going to set our goal for $65,000. We're going to meet his goal and raise it one, and we give him something to run for this afternoon. So $65,000 is what we need in the next 45 minutes. That's a lot. It's a big mountain, but we're going to be king of that hill with your help at relevantradio.com, using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123.
I like how you think, Mary Graham, and I endorse that strategy. Let's do it. Let's get that goal and set a new record. Let's get the biggest dollar amount for Pledge Drive thus far anyway, 877-291-0123. Yeah, Drew Mariani, totally our star quarterback. He is a pro of pros. I can't say enough good about Drew and his show. And he and I are friends, you know, so all this competition stuff, it's real, but it's friendly, that's for sure. But I want to win. So why don't you?
We want to be king of the hill.
Yeah, why not? Just, you know, this is a little friendly competition. So in all friendliness, why don't you call 877-291-0123. And let's pull ahead of Drew Mariani, shall we? Let's do it.
Let's make it happen. RelevantRadio.com or on the app with your smartphone or tablet. Want to say thank you to Glenn in Austin, $1 a day. That's how we do it. Michelle in Phoenix, $50. Thank you so much for your gift. And Richard in Trumbull, Connecticut, $1,000. All of those gifts are doubled. It is a partnership challenge hour. Your gift will be doubled too at RelevantRadio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. I can see it now. Patrick Madrid with all of his listeners on his shoulders. We're king of the hill until Drew comes back.
Yeah, it usually happens that way, but at least we can bask in some glory for a few moments. Let's do it. RelevantRadio.com. Make your pledge safe and secure, or use the Relevant Radio app, or call us, as Mary just said, 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123.
Keeping it relevant. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Join the conversation at 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149.
We do it in Mexico all the time.
Yeah, we do. We do it on the Patrick Madrid Show all the time, too. Happy Taco Tuesday. As you've heard me say, this is a momentous day with that draft of the Supreme Court majority decision on a case in Mississippi. It's the Dobbs case. And by all appearances, it looks as though it's an authentic copy of Justice Alito's opinion that would effectively overturn Roe versus Wade. People are freaking out. There's a great national freakout going on right now. Just look out the window and you'll see people freaking out. And it's going to get freakier. So my question to you is, isn't it good? Don't you like having Relevant Radio on the air 24/7, not only to keep you informed about as these things develop, but also to have the voice of truth and reason and sanity and compassion and love for your fellow man, including those unborn babies and the babies after they're born and the moms who need the Pampers and they need health care and all the other things that, if you're pro-life, you're in favor of all of that. It's not just unborn babies. They're important, but there's a lot more to it. And we're living through times right now where we may see a tremendous upheaval in this country as a result of this, what appears to be an authentic Supreme Court decision, as far as how it stood as of about 2 months ago when this opinion was written. And as people are saying, it could change and people's opinions could change on the court and the outcome could change. But even if, let's say, Chief Justice Roberts does the wrong thing and votes with the minority who want to keep Roe versus Wade, or the ones who are voting with that as the ultimate goal in the Dobbs case, it looks like it's going to pass if this is all real, and I think it is. And you haven't seen anything like this since 1973. And that heinous ruling, Roe versus Wade, very well may be overturned before your very eyes. So number one, thank God for that. But number two, let's all thank God for the fact that Relevant Radio is available 24/7 to continue speaking the truth in love. Where would we be without Relevant Radio? I shudder to think. For that matter, where would we stand today had it not been for those hundreds of millions of memoraries that have been going up from God's people all around the world on the global network of Relevant Radio? We're all around the world, don't you know, on the Relevant Radio app, and we blanket coast to coast these United States of America. Thanks be to God. Well, thanks be to God, and thanks be to your generosity, because if it's not for your generosity, we can't continue to do these things. So I for one, am giving thanks to God, and I'm asking you to do that, and maybe put your money where your mouth is, and give thanks to God through helping Relevant Radio. Relevant Radio, 877-291-0123. Let's go to Todd now in Madison, Wisconsin. Hello, Todd. Hello, Todd.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Bueller? Bueller?
Bueller? Bueller?
Hello there.
Who's that stumbling around in the dark? State your business or prepare to get winged.
That's right. Let's get Todd sorted out. We'll come back to Todd. He might be down the hall making a sandwich. Let's go to Deborah in Queen Creek, Arizona. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Patrick. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hey, I have a question. More of an advice, actually. My granddaughter is going to be turning 4. My son and her mother were not married. Okay. Mom is Catholic, but not practicing. Okay. And so my husband and I have been taking our granddaughter to Mass as often as we can. We have her 50% of the time.
Okay.
And I've finally gotten the kids to realize that it's a good thing to get her baptized. And so we've gone through the process with our parish, and the priest is about to have his first conversation with the parents, my son and the mother. The mother is really adamant about having her sister be a godparent. Her sister has her sacraments from, like, when she was 8, but she's not a practicing Catholic. And I know that she was just married, and she doesn't have the sacramental marriage. She was married outside of the church. She's insisting that she is meeting all the qualifications, but I know that she's not. Just wondering how I should approach that without making things, you know, difficult.
Right. No, that's a good question. Well, the requirements for godparents are spelled out by the church's canon law, so it's not something that she can just insist upon. And the priest, of course, he will have some familiarity with this. Let me just give you what the basics are, and you can cite canon 874, which is the particular canon that governs this issue. So canon 874, now this is a paraphrase, you have to be at least 16 years of age. You have to be a baptized Catholic who has completed the sacraments of the Holy Eucharist and confirmation. You cannot be the parent of the child being baptized. If you're married, you must be married in the Catholic Church, and you must regularly attend Mass on Sunday and live out your faith. So you need to be making an honest effort to live your Catholic faith according to the teachings of the Church. If you are going to be a godparent, you don't have to be married to the other godparent. It's common, but it's not required. And also, a baptized non-Catholic cannot be a godparent. Now, that doesn't affect her in this situation. She could serve as a witness, but that's not the same as a godparent. But the church's law says that those things have to be in place for her to be a godparent. So I would just familiarize her with those details, and hopefully the priest will back you up on that. Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. I wish I had more time, Deborah. It's a great question you're asking. Thank you. God bless you. Well, that music, you can probably tell, means we're in pledge drive. This is day 2, and we're inching our way toward our goal that we need this hour. Mary's going to tell us exactly where things stand.
We're doing good. We want to break Drew's record from yesterday. Our goal is $65,000. In this hour, there's about 34 minutes left, and we still need $40,000. We made a good dent. We can make up this 40 in the next 34 minutes or so. I know we can do it, especially when we get folks like Steve in St. John's made that $1,200 gift that was doubled. It is a partnership challenge hour. Richard, your $100 in Ponte Verde was doubled to $200. And Robert in LaGrange, Illinois, Illinois, $1 a day, double to $2 a day. That's how we do it, folks. Let's keep these calls coming in, or better yet, visiting our website, relevantradio.com. You can also make your gift on our app on your smartphone or tablet. The phone number is 877-291-0123 if you prefer to make the call. That again is 877-291-0123.
I love saying that number, but I also love telling people, the number, by the way, 877-291-0123, but I also like telling you about the website for two reasons. Number one, it's faster, and not that we, you know, don't love to talk to you. We do. We want to talk to you. You can call us at 877-291-0123, but if you go to relevantradio.com, you're not going to get a busy signal, number one, and number two, you can see the thank you gifts that we have in store for you at the various giving levels. So that's a plus. You'll also get that special talk by Father Rocky that's available only when you make your pledge online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. So take advantage of that. We have a matching dollar for dollar. We still have that this hour, right, Mary? I'm a little bit snowblind right now. Is that still in effect?
Yes, okay. We have a dollar for dollar match this hour. And that's right. We cannot underemphasize the special download you get when you make your gifts at relevantradio.com or on the app. You get the talk from Father Rocky, The Power of the Memorare. And in this presentation, it gives you the background and the history of the Memorare and shares some of his own personal experiences as well. That is yours if you visit relevantradio.com or use the app to make your donation. We still need, it looks like $35,000. We're chipping away at this. $35,000 in the next 32 minutes. If we keep this pace up, we'll make it happen. 877-291-0123 is the number if you prefer to call. That's 877-291-0123. But of course, always safe and secure online. And the best way to give is at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet. Thank you to Anna Marie, $50, double to $100. Christine, same thing for you. When we have Beth in Burridge, Illinois, $500 was double to $1,000. It's a partnership challenge hour, and we still need to raise $25,000 here at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
All right, longer. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it, man. 877-291-0123. Let's get over to Matt now in DeWitt, Iowa. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Patrick. I was calling. Yes, do you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Please proceed, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, I was calling about an article that I recently read from The Atlantic and a discussion that Drew Mariani and Bruce, I forget his last name, had. Both things were about the labor shortage. The Atlantic article talked about the declining birth rate in our country, but yeah, did not come anywhere close to discussing abortion. And I don't recall Drew and Bruce mentioning either of those things. I was wondering if you were aware of any studies where there would be projections on how abortion and the lowering birth rates could be affecting our workforces.
As a matter of fact, I do, Matt, and this is a book. If you have a pen, I would encourage you to write this name down and get the book. Came out probably by now close to 20 years ago. It's called Gray Dawn, D-A-W-N, by Peter G. Peterson. He was a former cabinet secretary. I forget under whom. It might have been the second or the first President Bush, or it might have been Clinton. It might have been Clinton. I think he was the Treasury Secretary, but he was up there, and he's an economist. I don't know if he's alive anymore, but he's an economist and a numbers guy, and this book, Gray Dawn, is about global aging. And global aging is a phenomenon that involves essentially two sides of the same coin. The one is, as medical science continues to advance, people are able to live longer. And we have now medical procedures and, You know, you fall and break your hip, you get a new hip. You know, you need new knees, you get a new knee. There are things that we can do now that can prolong life and prevent heart attacks and strokes and things of that nature. So that's the one side of the global aging coin. The other side is the fact that although we have this blessing in terms of the number of old people who are living, and don't be offended by the phrase, by the term old people, it is what it is, right? We're all getting old. It's just, that's just how things are. So more and more older people, old people, whatever term you prefer, are, in other words, that segment of the population is expanding because of medical science. But the other side of the coin is, and this is to the heart of your question, largely as a result of abortion as well as contraception, the number of people who are being born proportionate to the total population is shrinking. And what Peter G. Peterson does in this book is he cites sources. Now, granted, these statistics that he's citing are 20 years old, but using the tools that actuaries use, and those who graph out, you know, what is the life expectancy, what is the percentage of risk that different age groups have for dying of disease or accidents or things like that. What he does in this book is he graphs out and shows that because of abortion and birth control, although he doesn't spend very much time at all talking about those issues because that's not his issue. That's not his thing. His thing is, how do you make money off this? But what he does is he puts together all of the numbers to show that there are fewer and fewer people being born proportionate to the number of older people who are living longer. And so the real danger here is that eventually, not only as the population levels plummet and the replacement level is considered about 2.1 to 2.2 children per woman of childbearing age in a population. If you have below that number, to say 2.1 children, if you have below that number, the population will decline. If you have above that number, the population will go up. If you stay at that number, the population will more or less stay the same. It will kind of achieve a certain equilibrium. What he's pointing out in the book is that all of Western Europe and Russia and Japan and even amazingly China now, certainly the United States, Canada, the developed world in general, is so far below the replacement rate in terms of the rate of fertility that some of these countries are now entering free fall, like Japan, for example, where the populations are going to begin contracting very rapidly. And what he points out is that this is going to require a renegotiation of the social contract, being things like Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid and food stamps and WIC and all the other stuff that it takes money to be able to provide. And we're not talking about fiat currency where they just print it on demand, but there just are not going to be enough people working to support this ever-increasing number of older people who are no longer working, who are no longer paying into the system. So that's a long answer to your short question, Matt, but that's where I would refer you. Peter G. Peterson, Gray Dawn. And in that book, he gives lots of statistics and readily available, publicly accessible documents and books and things like that. Now, if you want to go to something that's more current, you have to do a little bit of Googling for that. But that'll get you off to a good start. I hope that's helpful and I appreciate it. Thank you. Let's go now to Lisa in Los Angeles. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Patrick. Good morning.
Good morning. How may I be of service?
Yeah. I just want you to make a comment about Hebrews 12:23. It's like about a newborn. I mean, not the firstborn. Because a friend of a friend who is a preacher, mm-hmm. you know, I learned from her that all firstborns are more blessed by the Lord. That's why... I don't know, Jacob, like, fight with Esau about the birthright, something like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let me read the passage in context so people can understand what you're referring to. So we're in Hebrews chapter 12, and in verse 22 it says, "But you have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to a judge who is God of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks more graciously than the blood of Abel. So here we're seeing a glimpse, you might say, or a description of heaven. And all of these personages are present there. So the assembly of the firstborn is a symbolic title. And this is referring to those who do have that blessing that was symbolized in the old covenant in mentioning Genesis in the story of Jacob and Esau. And how Esau threw away, he squandered his right. Now, this, keep in mind, this was a legal right that the firstborn son would inherit the blessing of the father and also the preponderance of his goods. It doesn't mean that the other sons would not share in that in some way, but the firstborn was considered, he had a special status. And so this phrase here, the assembly of the firstborn, is a reference to that in a symbolic way in the Old Testament. And this, you might say, would be the status of all of those who are in heaven. In other words, they enjoy that blessing that comes from their heavenly Father, and they have it in abundance, and they have it for all eternity. This does not, however, mean that the firstborn child in any given family is somehow better or more blessed in God's eyes. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that people in general are inferior in some way if they're not the firstborn child. So if the preacher is trying to make that point, he's clearly off base, because it's not making that point. It's connecting that Old Testament custom, as we saw with Jacob and Esau, and it's identifying those in heaven as having the true birthright that comes to them through faith in Jesus Christ. Do you see what I'm saying there, Lisa?
Yeah. Okay. I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just curious. Thank you so much. Appreciate
You're
it.
Welcome. You're most welcome. Thank you. Well, that leads us to a miracle moment. So let's listen to how listening to Relevant Radio is changing lives.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
The next message I want to share with you actually comes from overseas. It comes from Killarney in Ireland. And here's what Barry says. He says, "Hi, Cale, and everyone else involved with the Faith Explained program. Just after I discovered this show last month, I have become totally hooked now. I've never listened to a Catholic podcast or show that has resonated with me so much, and I'm learning loads. I just wanted to send a thank you for the brilliant work, the way the show is delivered, and the normal conversational language used makes it so accessible for me."
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
You know, every once in a while you're thinking something, but something else is said, and I made a little mishap last break. We still need $30,000 to make this new record goal for this hour. If you heard a different number last hour, you think, wait a minute, went backwards. That's why. My mistake. Sorry about that. $30,000 is what we need in the next 18 minutes, and we can have the record at least until Drew shows up again. Make your gift at relevantradio.com or on the app with your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123.
I am looking at the clock, Mary. We've got about 15 minutes left before the hour, and we've got still some ground to cover, but our people are generous, aren't they? And they always tend to come through for us when we're in clinch time, and this is it. Clinch time, whatever it's called, 877-291-0123. We need you to step forward now. And we've been talking a lot about this leaked opinion from the Supreme Court, from Justice Alito. I can't say this enough times. We're living through very momentous times. This history is unfolding before your very eyes, and I want to invite you to be part of it in a real way. Don't be a spectator. Don't be a bystander. Don't just sit there and wait for other people to do what needs to be done. You need to do what needs to be done, and you can do that through the voice of Relevant Radio. It's powerful. It has a huge footprint. We reach everywhere in the country, hundreds of millions of people, and globally, for that matter, on the Relevant Radio app. So don't you want to be part of that? Don't you want to be in the harness pulling with us in the same direction? You can do that when you call 877-291-0123. Make your voice heard through Relevant Radio. Call 877-291-0123.
It is a partnership challenge hour. So when you join people like Bonnie in Wisconsin, $60 becoming $120. We have Daylene in Kyle, Texas. Your $1,500 gift became $3,000. And Jeanette in Pomona, California, your $1,000 became $2,000. Your gift will be doubled as well when you stop at the website, relevantradio.com, or use the app on your smartphone or tablet and make that gift. The nice thing is when you give digitally at either of those two platforms, you'll receive instantly in your inbox the new talk from Father Rocky. It is called The Power of the Memorare. Beautiful talk about history of the Memorare, history of the prayer, and how it's impacted his own life. It's always a joy hearing how Father Rocky's life has progressed, and you'll hear that in that talk. That's yours as a free download when you visit relevantradio.com or use your smartphone or tablet. Of course, you can always call 877-291-0123. It's a partnership challenge hour.
Patrick Madrid is on Coast to Coast on Relevant Radio.
Now that's what I call a taco.
Get connected to the conversation. Call now, 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Patrick Madrid is on now. Relevant Radio.
Hey, if you don't believe me that we're living through a momentous times right now with everything going on with the Supreme Court, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, the dingbats over at Vox Media Network, they've got one of their sub-properties called New York. Thanks for sending me this, Cyrus. I didn't see this until just now. They're pounding it out there right now. Donate to an abortion fund right now. That's a new article that's just out, and this is circulating all over the place. So these people are getting into high gear now. They're serious about wanting to win this thing. I hope you're serious about wanting to win it. We have prayer on our side. We have the truth on our side. We have science on our side. We have human rights on our side. Our side being those who want to protect innocent, unborn human life. But they're not going to go down without a fight. And man, are they fighting. And they're asking their people to donate money. And those people are lining up to donate money to defend Planned Parenthood, to defend big abortion. What are you going to do? Yeah, I mean, you personally, what are you going to do? Are you going to sit back and say, well, you know, I'll let somebody else handle it? Or are you going to say, wait a doggone moment? No, I'm not going to stand by and let the rest of the world decide what's going to happen without my having a say. And you have a say. So please do not underestimate the momentousness of these moments that we're living through right now. And don't underestimate the fact that you can play a role and your voice can be heard. If you don't like the possibility of abortion being enshrined in law in this country, will do something about it. You know, don't wring your hands and complain. I mean, we all are tempted to do that. I know I am. But I mean, if that's all you're going to do, then you're not really doing anything to help. So, you know, get up, stand up, be counted, make your voice heard. And this is how you can do it, by supporting Relevant Radio. If you feel like we do, help us. Because we're carrying that standard forward. We're pushing that forward. We're, if you want to use a football analogy, we're carrying that ball toward the finish line. And we need you to help us block and tackle, okay? 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. Let's go to David now over in, where is David? Grover Beach, California. Hi, David.
Hey, good morning. I have a sister that practiced Jehovah's Witness for 20 years. Mm-hmm. And she's been out of it 20 years. And my question is, I've got her gearing towards the Catholic faith. Mm-hmm. So she's open to it. And she's listening to Father Mike on the Bible in a Year.
Uh-huh.
But my question is there, do you know of any books that a Jehovah's Witness has made that converted to the Catholic faith that might help her out even more?
I do. Yeah, as a matter of fact, there's a book that came out about 20 years ago by Ken Guindon, G-U-I-N-D-O-N. It's called The King's Highway. And he and his wife were Jehovah's Witnesses for many years, very devout Jehovah's Witnesses, and they wound up becoming Catholic. And so that conversion testimony book goes through everything they went through. And I've lost track of Ken Guindon. I used to know him. I haven't seen him in many years, and I don't know where things stand with them now. But as of when they converted to the Catholic Church, they wrote this book not only to help Catholics understand Jehovah's Witnesses, but also to help Jehovah's Witnesses understand why they should become Catholic. So I'd start with that book, okay?
Okay, good deal. Yeah, because she's having trouble with the Trinity.
Yeah.
A little bit. She don't understand that, you know?
Right.
And I've tried to explain it to her, and she has her thoughts about it, but I know she still has a lot of the teachings that they taught her that still sticks in her head. So I know
right.
she's going to have struggle, you know.
Absolutely. So I would suggest, so he does cover that. There's also a digital download that you can get for her if you want. It's a matter of pennies, really. I did a 4-hour interview with a former official of the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society, the Jehovah's Witnesses. His name is Leonard Kratian. And Leonard left Jehovah's Witnesses, and he, at the time we had our conversation, he was an evangelical Protestant, but I believe that he was on his way back into the Catholic Church. He started out as Catholic as a child, but I lost track of him also. But we had a 4-hour conversation in which he took the benefit of his like 30 years in the Jehovah's Witnesses. It might have been more than that. He was above the level of a circuit overseer. Well, maybe he was a circuit overseer, the ones who are in charge of certain kingdom halls in a certain area. And so over the 4 hours, he went through all of the major and many of the minor issues that Jehovah's Witnesses really operate on, including the Trinity and the divinity of Christ, etc. So that's all available as a digital download. And the way to find out more information about that, just go to the show page. So go to relevantradio.com/Patrick. And under links, you'll see a link where you can go to my website. And there under the digital downloads is where you'll find it. It's called I Escaped from the Watchtower. And it's a digital download, 4 hours worth. That would be a good resource to share with her as well. Thank you. I appreciate that call. I promised earlier that I would share with you some data. I want to do that right now before we go back to the next phone call. This is the states. These are, I should say, the states in these United States where abortions are either more or less outlawed or likely to be outlawed. And that's a great thing if you ask me. So the states that have basically the way they are heading this up, these are the 26 states poised to outlaw abortion if Roe versus Wade is formally overturned. And this is a good thing, obviously. Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Idaho, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, South Dakota, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming, Georgia, Iowa, Ohio, go Bucks, South Carolina. There is also in this article here, they break it down, 18 states that have near total bans on abortion, several of which I just mentioned to you. In addition, Georgia, Iowa, Ohio, and South Carolina all have laws that ban abortions after the 6-week mark. So with the advent of this opinion that was leaked, it looks as though, we're hoping anyway, that Roe versus Wade will be overturned. And that will lead to a division in this country in which some states outlaw abortion, please God. Other states will celebrate it and enshrine it. And that is the next step. We're living through momentous times. And maybe it's God's providence that we're having our pledge drive today, the day that the story is breaking. That means that you have an opportunity to take action in a positive, prayerful, hopeful way by helping Relevant Radio stay strong on the air.
All right, we can do this, Patrick. 6 minutes left in this hour, and we need $20,000. $20,000 in 6 minutes, that's a lot, but we can do it if everybody who's listening right now gives something. If your budget's tight, Perhaps you can do a $5, $10, $20 gift. That's okay, because enough of those add up. If you can help us out in a big way with a $5, $10, or even that whole $20,000, that'll get us there that much faster. You might be asking yourself, how do I give? It's real simple. Just visit our website. It's relevantradio.com, or use the app on your smartphone or tablet.
If you want to see the gifts we have in store for you to say thank you at the various giving levels, those are all right there on relevantradio.com when you go to make your pledge. And that is very easy to do, and you'll be in and out quickly. So don't feel like there's this long ordeal that you've got to wade through. It's not an ordeal. It's fast. I mean, I've seen some people do this in under a minute, amazingly. So check it out there. You can see the gifts that we have to send you. The main thing is we have the dollar-for-dollar match right now, which is very important because any amount that you give gets doubled right away. And as Mary said, we really could use a couple of these larger gifts at this moment. We do get them, but we have to ask for them. So I'm here asking for it right now. If that describes you, and you're ready to pledge $20,000, $10,000, $5,000, whatever it may be, this is the time. 877-291-0123, or go to relevantradio.com or use the app.
And not everybody can do those $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 gifts, but if you are one of those people and you can hear us right now, will you help us out? Will you give us a call at 877-291-0123? That's 877-291-0123. Your gift will be matched dollar for dollar. We want to say thank you to Matt in DeWitt, Iowa. $25, doubled to $50. Kenneth, who lives in Minnesota. I'm from Minnesota, and I've never heard of that city, and I don't even know how to say it. $300. It's Matomedi, Minnesota. $300, doubled to $600. Yvonne in Seymour, $50 gift was doubled, and Irene in Chicago, ditto for you. Thank you for your help and your support. You can do it, too. We need everybody listening right now to visit the website, relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet. This is the only way that I can see us making this goal, where we're going to have at least the top gift, the top giving hour for this pledge drive. So far, we'll be king of the mountain until Drew shows up and pushes us off this afternoon, which is what he'll do.
Yeah, he always does it. But, you know, it's great because it just helps push everything forward. We do like to make our mark, though, whenever we can. And we're close. We're not that far from doing it this hour, but it won't happen unless you call 877-291-0123. Now, if it should happen that you get a busy signal, just hit us up at relevantradio.com. Super easy, secure, encrypted, everything's good, and you'll be done quickly. Same thing is true for the Relevant Radio app. But now we're down to we're around about 2 minutes here, and that's it for this day of pledge drive. So, for us anyway. So, let's do it.
Mabel in San Jose, $300 gift doubled, and this is how we do it. Maria, yes, you are doing your part with a $50 gift. James came in with $25. John, $250. Kenneth, $50. All of those are doubled. Let's keep these gifts coming. Any gift amount whatsoever will help us reach this goal of $65,000 for the hour. Still have a little bit less than $20,000 to go. We need your help at relevantradio.com, using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Well, looking at it now, about a minute left, 877-291-0123. Pledge drives are necessary for two reasons. One is that without the funds to keep the lights turned on and the towers humming and the programming going out, none of it happens. So that's got to take place every quarter. We have to be fully funded. The second reason is it's an opportunity for you to sacrifice. It's an opportunity for you to step forward and say, I want to be part of this. So double duty here, but I can guarantee you, you're going to feel good. And you're going to be happy to know that you participated when you call 877-291-0123. Give it a try. What have you got to lose, right?
That's right. We still need $15,000 at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123. Patrick Madrid will be back tomorrow morning.